State government ministers have joined the Premier on a tour of the new emergency services precinct in Caloundra South. The new $30 million facility will house police, fire and ambulance personnel in the new Aura Town Centre and be in operation 24 hours a day. While in Caloundra's Main Street, a new information and engagement centre has opened where people can view maps, concept images and timelines for the Direct Sunshine Coast Rail Line project. Tenders have been released for stage one of the project, worth $5 billion to build the rail line from Biwa to Caloundra, while geotechnical investigations will also begin this week. 7 years after it launched services on the Sunshine Coast, Orange Sky is marking a significant milestone here today. Senior fundraising manager Sonia Tufnell says the free laundry and shower service has seen a 21% increase in demand in that time.
We started our services on the Sunshine Coast in April in 2017, and in that time we have expanded our services due to increasing demand. So this week we have done 20,000 washes on the Sunshine Coast, which is just phenomenal. Free loads of laundry for everyone who needs a helping hand.
This year, on average, the Sunshine Coast team of volunteers have completed about 72 loads of laundry every week. And welcome news for celiac disease sufferers, with the University of the Sunshine Coast set to begin trials on a potential new treatment. Celiac disease is a common immune-based condition that's triggered by gluten and affects one in 70 Australians. UniSC Clinical Trials has partnered with a pharmaceutical company to assess the safety of new single-dose investigational treatment for participants who have gluten challenges. Those who are eligible can apply to take part in the study via the UniSC website.